Now a traditional public school that is anything but traditional, classes at this school are organized not by subject, but by project. It was created by teachers, and the idea is to give kids from tough neighborhoods the chance to experiment and the freedom to fail. Kevin McCory of member station WHYY takes us to West Philadelphia and the Workshop School.
The idea started with an innovative project for a few dozen kids at one of Philadelphia's most troubled high schools, West Philly High. The project? Building hybrid cars. In 2010, the students entered an international hybrid building competition and survived the first round. That's when they got the attention of President Obama.
They didn't have a lot of money. They didn't have the best equipment. They certainly didn't have every advantage in life.
The West Philly students rivaled adult projects backed by major corporations and universities.
What they had was a program that challenged them to solve problems and to work together, to learn and build and create. And that's the kind of spirit and ingenuity that we have to foster.
With the program's success, its founding teachers were able to raise private money and convince the cash-strapped Philadelphia School District to let them think bigger. So they founded the Workshop School. This year was its first as a full-fledged public high school. It had 90 students and will grow to 160 kids next year. Hazi Self just graduated from the Workshop School, and he says he loves the fact that the learning there is project-based.
Once you start something, you have to finish it. So, like, any of those life lessons, like, you start something, you gotta finish it.
Unlike traditional high schools, the Workshop School doesn't divide each of its class periods by subject. Although students get traditional math and English in the afternoons, mornings consist of two 90-minute project blocks in which students learn a multitude of skills at once.
It used to be a regular closet, and they gutted everything out, put up walls.
One of teacher Frankie Bonilla's classes turned a classroom closet into a recording studio this year, then learned to compose and produce songs.
Like when we built the studio, there was so much math involved. You know, it wasn't scaffolded. It was kind of like, put this wall up, this is how you do it. They made a lot of mistakes. So it was a lot of English, some science, and a lot of math.
Living in Philly ain't nothing nice. People getting robbed, cops out every night.
Touring the Workshop School, you feel the hubbub of experimentation and collaboration. One ninth grader works on a miniature solar panel. Kanif Parker, a freshman, works on a concept design to make 52nd Street more pedestrian friendly.
We had to make a prototype of what it would look like to make it lighter, like make it for people to come more.
On the ground floor, three large automotive shops where students combined to design and build hybrid cars. Senior Demetrius Kennard stood proudly in front of his handiwork, a blue Model 818 hybrid that runs on fryer oil.
My part in the car was the brake, suspension, and steering components. Take the brakes off the old salvage car and modify it to fit on this 818 car.
For Matthew Riggin, one of the school's founding teachers, what really sets the Workshop School apart is its insistence that kids need to have the freedom to learn from their mistakes.
We give our students a lot of freedom and a lot of responsibility to sort of organize and carry out the work. There's less emphasis on telling everybody exactly what they have to do all the time and more emphasis on them figuring out what that is and understanding what it means to sort of live up to your goals and your values.
Hazi Self says it's working. He's been amazed at the evolution he's seen in his classmates. Many are talking about college for the first time.
It's a big change because they want to go to community. When last year they just say, I'm going to just have a little job. Everybody want to do something with their life now.
He knows the change perhaps better than anyone.
Last year, I wasn't even talking to nobody. Like, I was too mad about a lot of stuff because I didn't have my mom.
Haziz's mom had been arrested and imprisoned, and he had to move to West Philly to live with his dad after years of living in New Jersey.
I still send her cards. I still write her letters and everything. And she knows, she's happy for me because even though it was a big change for me, I still was able to stay on task, go to college like I said I was. So I'm good.
In the fall, Haziz will head to Shippensburg University, and the Workshop School has a green light to expand, reaching 500 students by 2018. For NPR News, I'm Kevin McCory in Philadelphia.
My man still lost his mom at a young age, but they ain't stopping because he knows she in a better place. I feel bad for my man, he ain't deserve that. If anything ever pop, he know I got his back.